Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. And I want to let everybody know, starting this Sunday on the Gunsmoke episode, we're going to try something new slash old. We've done this once before. You guys weren't too happy with it, but since I don't get a lot of feedback from anybody anymore, I figured no one's listening. So I'm going to go ahead and play ads in the middle. If it's less than 15 minutes, there's going to be an ad at roughly the 15-minute mark. Just a one-minute, one-and-a-half-minute ad. And this is so there's that intermission like there used to be. Remember, back in the days, there used to actually be ads on the radio. I know that's why you guys download and listen to podcasts. So I'm going to apologize to that. But since no one actually leaves me feedback anymore, and I really mean nobody, I'm going to go ahead and throw the ad in there, and hopefully you guys will actually hear it. I have a feeling people are skipping the beginning and skipping the end, and if you're skipping, you're not hearing the ad. The ad's not making the site any money, and it really doesn't pay for the site to continue on. So it's going to be just for the next week, starting Sunday on this Gunsmoke episode, and it's going to go all the way through Saturday with Hopalong Cassidy. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is September 2nd, 1940, and the title is Cow Thieves at the KC. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Grazing lands of Texas brought wealth and security to many ranchers in the early days of the western United States. But the great herds wandering over the open range were an easy prey for rustlers. A lightning raid, a quick drive across the border, and the rancher had lost a year's profits. It was not until the masked rider of the plains started his great fight for justice that lives and property became safe in southern Texas. It was the Lone Ranger who brought law and order to a lawless frontier and made possible the winning of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading south for the Rio Grande! Hail, Silver! Away!
The KC herd had covered half the distance to town when a band of outlaws swarmed out of a grove of trees beside the trail and opened fire on the cowhand. Outnumbered 5-1, the men from the KC stood their ground. But to defend the herd against such odds was impossible. And finally, the foreman shouted a command.
We hit a chance. Hightail it, boys. Hit for the back trail.
But them murdering polecats, they're going to get away with Miss Betty's life.
I says get. Hit the back trail. We ain't a chance.
Get up there.
Hold your fire, boys. Backpacking fast.
Get up there. Get along there. Get up there. That rat, Torch. It aggravates me awful to run out and leave them critters.
Ain't no choice, Sam. Ain't no use throwing waste of lead back, neither.
Well, there ain't no harm in taking a last shot at them cow-stealing mavericks. Blast it all. I'd sooner die a fighting than to go back to them pretty girls and tell them the whole of their herd's been stolen.
Get up! Oh, I know how you feel, Sam. But Miss Betty DeSight rather lose the cattle than lose the cattle and have us all shot dead as well.
Get on there! Miss Betty is sure as thunder going to be hit hard by this year loss.
Get up! Come on! Get along there! Come on! Get up!
That was the way of it, Miss Betty.
Oh, I know you boys did all you could, Notch. I'm glad you were sensible enough to retreat.
It's that there retreating that riles me something fierce, Miss Betty. Daggone it all, that Hood Milford bunch has had their way around these parts for too long.
Sam, are you sure it was the Hood Milford outfit that stole the cattle?
Sure, I'm sure.
Ain't no such thing, Sam. We didn't see Hood there with the rest.
Hood weren't there? Of course he wasn't. He's never around where he might dirty up them fancy clothes of his'n. But I know right well it was his bunch.
How'd you know?
Well, I know, that's all. I just know.
That won't do, Sam. We can't have Milford arrested without some proof that he's the leader of the crook.
But he is.
Oh, shush up, Sam. Just you knowing ain't proof.
Well, what is proof, then? Answer me that. What is proof that he's the critter?
Oh, never mind, boys. Maybe we can hang on somehow for another year.
Miss Betty.
Yes, Notch?
Me and Sam and some of the other boys has worked this ranch for a plenty long while.
I know. You were here when I was just a kid.
We handled things for your pap before he died. And we aim to stick with you and your sister.
Thanks, Doc.
Now, you just forget about the payroll for a time. We got some cash savings hid away, and we hanker to sort of see you through this here tough spell that's coming up.
Oh, I can't let you do that.
Well, you can't stop us. Now, you just stop worrying. Come on, Sam. We'll go and try to talk them heifers into growing up real fast.
Oh, Narch, you ain't talking sense. A heifer grows just so fast to go faster.
Oh, I can't let them do that. I just can't. Paper. I'll write to the bank. Maybe they'll be able to sell this place and give us a little cash to go to California with. Oh, dear Banker Thompson.
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for... Hello, Betty.
Jenny, I want to write a letter. Be quiet for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good girl. I'll be through in a few minutes.
Betty, did the Indian come here?
No, dear.
Funny. Wonder why he hadn't wanted to ask me things instead of coming here to you.
I don't know.
He was awful big and strong. Who do you suppose he asked about our cattle for?
Hush, dear.
I never liked redskins. Notch always said they were bad. But this one was real nice after.
What's that?
The Indian.
What Indian?
Oh, you hadn't been hearing a thing I said, Betty. I told you that I met this Indian, and he was asking all about our ranch, and how long Ma and Pa had been dead, and if we ever heard about Hood Milford.
Where was all this?
Just a little while ago.
Not when, where?
Up on the knoll where I was sitting in the wind.
Did you see any other Indians?
No, just the one, and he was real friendly.
Indians?
Don't be afraid, Betty. Notch told me a dozen times that after the Indians killed Pa, they were all driven back. You needn't be afraid.
What did he say about Hood Milford?
He said, you know him, feller named Hood Milford? I told him we did, and that you and Notch were scared that Hood's gang would waylay our cattle.
You little imp, you've been eavesdropping.
Well, you did say so, and I told the Indian so, and...
Grab your ship knife.
Notch.
Don't try to fight. They got the draw on us.
Get to the corners, Miss Betty, and hide the young one.
Oh, there he is. That's the redskin.
Ain't him, it's a masked man. He's got the drop on us.
Stop your noise. I'm not going to hurt you.
Who are you? What does this mean?
You two men calm down.
Aren't you crooks satisfied with stealing our cattle? You have
one minute. In the first place, I had nothing to do with the theft of your cattle. In the second place, I'm here to help you, not to harm you. I'd like to talk to you alone, Miss Cummings.
Not on your life. We don't let no mask hombres get to see Miss Betty without us on hand to guard and see that
Notch,
they don't...
Huh? You and Sam can go back to whatever you were doing.
But Miss Betty,
go
I'm not...
Go on. You heard what Sis said.
Well, all right then. But we'll be right outside and listening in case you holler for us.
Very well.
She won't holler.
Perhaps your men can be trusted, but I'd sooner take no chances. I want your help.
You have an odd way of coming to ask for it.
You scared the daylights out of those two bodies, mister.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
What do you want me to do?
You've lost your cattle, and if I'm not mistaken, the loss is one that'll almost break you.
Yes.
Rewards are offered for the capture of the men who have raided half a dozen ranches around here. The Cattlemen's Association would make it well worthwhile for someone to spend considerable time running those crooks down.
So that's what you're doing?
Enough for the reward.
Then what is there in it for you?
Perhaps I owe a debt to your father. I'm trying to square things in this way.
If I could see your face, perhaps I'd remember.
You've never seen me before, Miss Cummings.
Yeah. Your paper, girl.
Hey, Injun. You're snooping.
So what is it?
Oh, I was writing a letter to the bank. I can't afford to hang on any longer now, and I thought the ranch might bring some money.
It might not be necessary to write this letter.
Well?
They have plenty of space here and men to handle cattle, but no cattle.
We still got heifers and some doggies.
Yes, I know, Janie.
Wish you'd take that mask off.
Be still, Janie.
You come. Tonto show tricks with rope.
No, I'm going to listen.
I want to bring some cattle in here and leave it for your men to take care of for a short time.
Yes.
Then I want those men to take the cattle over the same route to market.
Whose cattle will be brought here?
Well, that's one of the things you're not to ask.
Stolen cattle?
Well, let's call it borrowed, because we'll see that it's returned.
And if the lawmen find it on this outfit, what happens to me?
You might be accused of stealing it. You might even go to jail. That's the risk. I don't think such a thing will happen, but I want you to understand that there will be a certain amount of risk in what I want you to do.
If you hadn't been as frank as that, I might have refused to listen any longer. As it is, I think I trust you. So far, at least.
Well, that's all I have to tell you at the present time.
When do you think this livestock will be brought in?
Within the next few days.
Well, what shall I tell my men?
Explain nothing. Simply order them to guard the cattle. Tell them you're going to send it to be sold in place of the herd you lost.
Well, I'll have to explain the cattle in some way. Those men are all old-timers here. I can't get away with any curt commands. They'll demand some explanation.
Very well. Open the door, Tonto.
The
stock will be here in a few days, Miss Cummings, and you'll be well paid for handling it for me. They'll have heard that. I'll see you again.
Hey, you ain't leaving now, are you?
Yes, Janie. Come on, Tonto. We've got a lot of hard riding ahead of us.
Betty, I like that stranger, didn't you?
Oh, I can't understand it. His eyes, the way they looked at me. I had to trust him in spite of the mask. I wonder what he's going to do.
I'll tell the boy!
Look at him travel, leaping mackerel.
We heard him. He's sending beef here, and he's to pay you. What's his game, Miss Betty?
Boys, we're going to handle some cattle for that masked man.
Stolen stock?
He'll see that we're paid for handling the cattle for a few days.
But what if it's stolen?
Look, boys, we need cash badly. He didn't say that it was stolen cattle, and I didn't ask questions.
Whatever you want to do, Miss Betty, you can count on us to stick.
The case you heard had been driven hard toward the south, but it was long after dark when the outlaws reached a narrow basin surrounded by steep hills. This acted as a natural corral, and when all of the cattle were inside, dark-skinned men counted and checked them. Then one of the outlaws was given a paper. He mounted and headed north once more.
Get up, fellow! Get up! Get up, man! Get up!
Hours later, two men were seated near a window in the cafe at Buckthorn. One of them, a half-breed, seemed to be impatient and...
Senor, it is late. Perhaps we meet tomorrow, huh? We can finish our deal mañana.
Sit still, Caesar. Sit still.
Already we wait for so long.
You want beef for your army, don't you, Caesar?
Si, senor.
You know doggone well that you can't get it through any honest means across the border.
That is true, amigo.
Then shut up and sit still. If you want me to keep your renegade outfit fed up, you've got to wait till my men report.
Someday when I have taken over the government, I will not have to deal with outlaw cattle thieves.
I wouldn't say things like that, Caesar. Take good judgment. Is Windy coming in now?
He's your man, huh?
My tough hand. Hi there, Windy. Sit.
I rid hard to get here, Hood.
Everything all right?
Yeah. Caesar's men counted the beef and his lieutenant signed for it. Here's the paper.
Let's see it. Not bad. But still not as many head as I figured. You sure it was counted right?
And the figures, Hood.
Yeah. There you are, Caesar.
Good.
You can pay me off right now. It comes to $3,000.
I have the cash with me. I pay you here?
Here is all right.
Or maybe safer outside, huh?
I ain't as fed of being seen taking cash from you, Caesar, as I am of being shortchanged in the dark. Just hand it over and we're square.
I will need more beef. You get him soon?
Yeah, sure. You use a lot of livestock to keep them soldiers of yours filled up.
You complain?
Me? No, of course not. We line some up, more stuff up in a day or so, and you can be sure it's took over the border just so it won't be traced back.
You need have no fear of that. Now here, the money. I think it is all here. You count it, eh?
Hand her over. I'll count it.
Take a good look at them through the door, Tonto, so you'll know them again. The half-breed's name is Caesar.
Tonto see him.
The man with him is Hood Milford. The law's never been able to touch him.
Breed come this way now. Him finish business.
Stand back here in the shadows. He won't pay any attention to us.
Buenos dias, senor.
Now watch Hood Milford now.
Get up there. Come on.
Milford's handing money to the bartender. One of the tricks that's going to make it almost impossible to put that crook out of business.
Why that?
The bartender will see that the money's split up to the lawman who might make a case against Milford. He pays plenty for his protection, Tonto, and he gets protection.
How we fix?
That's why I needed the help of the KC Ranch. Caesar is friendly with Milford as long as Hood supplies cattle at low prices. Sooner or later, though, there'll be a break between those two. We'll try and make that break come soon.
All right, stranger. Turn slow and keep your hands still.
What?
Take his gun, Sam.
I got him.
Oh, what's the redskin?
You're the man I saw at the KC Ranch House.
Just so. We rode along your trail, mister, and we aim to learn what sort of skin game you're aiming to play on Miss Betty. Now, head away from here where we can talk. And mind that we'll let you have lead in the back if you make a sudden move.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Grin didn't fetch that cattle alone, did you?
Who helped you bring the critters?
You're wasting time that should be used getting those steers on the trail.
But I want to...
I'll help you. Call all the men, saddle up. The sooner we're on the move, the better.
All right, boy. Come on. We got to move that cattle.
Pitch the horses out.
Sit up there. Toss that leather. If we get caught with this here beefsteak, we're sure enough done for. Now, come on. Hurry up there. You two, get over there. Hurry up.
When the KC men saw the brands on the cattle, they lost no time in saddling up. The herd was driven west along the trail to Mesa Point. But less than an hour later, the Lone Ranger joined the drive and issued a new order.
Notch, this is where we cut south.
South? By four, we're cutting south.
Because that's the way I want the cattle taken.
But that ain't the way...
Save your questions until later. Just stop for water and give the stock a chance to rest in a little while. Meantime, save your breath.
How long do you figure on keeping the critters grazing here?
Only as long as necessary. I'm waiting for my friend.
The engine?
Uh-huh.
That looks like him riding up from the south. Paint horse, ain't it?
That's Tonto, all right.
Come along,
Scout. Signal something or other.
All right, Nuts. Get the men together. We're starting out again right away.
No, hold on. Maybe we are and maybe we ain't.
Hold, Scout. Hold.
Sam! Come here a second.
Is everything as it should be, Kimasabi?
We go trail south. Tonto follow trail. That way.
How about the leaders? They're the ones we want.
That's all right. We go south now.
Hold on, mister.
Get ready, Notch.
We ain't moving till we know to where.
You're taking these steers south where I show you.
I'm downright sorry, stranger, but so far all we know about you is that you're mad. That you won Miss Betty over with your fine style of talk, and that we're running red-hot steers that it ain't safe to meddle with.
Yes, so. We turn back right here, lest we find out more about your scheme.
All right, then listen. Hood Milford is generally known to be the one behind this cattle stealing.
But it can't be proved. And if it could, he's friendly with the law.
That's why we can't use regular methods to get at him. He sells stolen cattle to a renegade army.
We know all that. But there's still a matter of proof.
The Cattlemen's Association is offering a mighty big reward to the people who can smash this cattle ring. That's why I'm letting you KC riders in on it. I don't want the reward.
You don't want no reward, huh?
By ginger, that don't make sense. What do you figure on getting out of what you're doing?
There ain't nothing like it I ever hear tell of. Except in that hombre we heard stories about, Notch.
Huh?
That Lone Ranger. Remember what we heard about him and them silver bullets he left over Pecos way?
I wonder. Say, mister.
Here you are. Cat.
Suffering cats. Look, Sam.
Is she silver?
Silver is right.
Now, come on.
That settles it. Come on, Sam. Lead the way, mister. We're with you. Get going, Lone Ranger.
Come on, Silver!
Follow him, boy. Pack that cattle in. Close in the wing. Herd him along. Get going there. Come on, you. Hurry up there.
Notch asked no more questions. He obeyed every command and saw to it that his men did the same. When night had fallen, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode ahead.
Come on, Silver! Those renegades have taken the cattle over the border. All our plans will fall flat, Tonto.
Them not take them over border. Soldier camp too close.
The soldiers will stay there till signals.
That's right.
The opening to that basin is just ahead.
Moon show Tonto cattle there.
And wonder about Caesar.
Soon we know.
Who is there? Where's Caesar?
What do you want?
What do you think? We're bringing cattle to him.
One moment. Daniel!
I come. Who is here?
Cattle's coming in here. Have your men get ready for it.
I don't know what you talk about. Who are you?
Hood's going to be sore if I'm not in town as soon as possible, so don't delay me. Are you ready to take the cattle?
I do not know. I make no arrangement yet. I was not advised.
The cattle's coming in anyway. You can take it or leave it. I'll take the cash to Hood and save you the trouble of going there.
Yeah, better amigo. I take money myself. If I take it. I do not know you.
Then have it your own way. Hood's in a hurry to get the cash and get away from town. It's getting too hot for him to stay around much longer. Stand back or you'll be run down by the steers.
The KC cowhands herded the hard-running cattle into the renegade camp. But the Lone Ranger did not wait for the job to be finished. Instead, he raced across country toward the army camp, close to the border. And when he was less than half a mile away, he drew both guns and emptied them into the air. Twelve shots rang out through the silent night. And then...
Hail, Silver! Away!
A bugle call sounded in the distance while the Lone Ranger and the great horse Silver raced on. Buckthorn Cafe, Bud Milford was talking with the deputy sheriff, and...
As long as you get paid, you got nothing to complain about, and you'll get paid whenever I do.
Well, that reward that's supposed to do. If anyone finds that out, why
they... Not about my business don't mean nothing. I'll see to it that any proof that's got is mighty flimsy, and you see to it that I'm tipped off when such proof comes in. You keep me out of trouble, deputy, and I'll keep you well paid.
What's all this coming in?
Well, that's the KC bunch. What are they doing here?
Hi, gents. Get
them
up. We're fixing to celebrate.
Hi there,
Nuts. Hi, old girl. Come close, boys. We've got news to tell you. We licked the cattle thief.
What's that?
Hello there, Hood. Maybe you'll be interested in hearing what's just happened. We found out where the KC cattle was took after it was stole.
Yes?
We're glad to see you here, deputy. You can report to the sheriff that we smashed the mystery of the cattle Miss Betty lost.
Yeah?
Well, go on. Speak up. How'd you do it?
Followed the trail. That's what we done. Didn't we, Sam?
Yes, so. We had a redskin that was right smart about it, and he guided us.
Did you find the KC cattle?
Well, can't prove it's our own worst luck. The critters that had it was breeds from over the border. It burned out all the brands, so we couldn't identify it. But we knowed it all right.
So you think that jails the thieves?
Sam's all wrong. We can't jail him on suspicion. Anyhow, this critter that was the leader claims he bought and paid for the cattle. And I reckon he told the truth. Them breeds wouldn't dare to show themselves around too much.
It was a gang of crooks that sold it to them.
Yeah, and it was the leader of them crooks that we got to get that reward money.
Have you any notion who this leader is?
We got notions, Hood.
Any proof?
No, we ain't no proof.
You always were a loco sidewinder, Notch, going off half-cocked again.
I don't know as to that. We figure on getting this here leader plenty quick. Now, what I want to know is this. Tell us who gets the reward that's posted if we get the leader of these thieves.
You do.
The KC spread?
Right.
Miss Betty?
Sure. You all are working for her.
I reckon then we'll stick around a while. Something is likely to turn up most any minute now.
You won't wait long, Nuts.
Masked man, who is he?
He's coming right now.
Take it easy, gents. Nothing to get excited about.
Quiet down. He's dismounting at the hitch rack.
Who's he mean?
You will see.
You, Milford. You double-cross. You crook.
Caesar.
You tried to double-cross. You steal more beef. You send it to me. No. All of you stand back. I have the gun.
You crazy fool, shut up.
For what? I should shut up? Or you go free? You rat, you thief. You send me cattle. You say I should pay quick. You want to make the getaway. What happened? The cattle is with me. It is cattle that come from the army. The soldiers come quick.
I don't know what you're talking about. Army cattle?
You take the cattle from the army. You bring it to me. I am catching trap. I run. Soldiers come after me. Then they get me quick. But first I deal with you.
Don't shoot.
My hand!
He got Hood.
That's enough, Caesar.
There's the soldiers now.
Take him in. It's just his hand that's hurt.
It is Hood. He is the thief. He sold me cattle. I do not know she is stole. All my men will tell you Hood Milford is the thief. I buy the cattle. He steal it.
How about Hood Milford? Did Caesar hit him hard?
No, he'll live, mister. He'll live to hang for what he's done. And now, gents, what about that there reward?
Seems like that reward's got to get paid off right now.
Good. Goodbye, Ginger. You hear that, boys? We get the reward. Now the KC's going to ride again.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @otrwesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/otrwesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011. Under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.